Hello, everybody. I'm George Tremont. Well, not so gladsome tidings from the point of the political mainstream, with Plaid Cymru taking Caerphilly. Now, I thought they would, but they did better than I anticipated. Reform UK, probably about where I thought. Labour worse. So in some sense, it's an upset. Labour, I've been saying this for months, is at panic stations. They should be. There are sophologists who say, don't look at opinion polls. Look at actual votes cast. By-elections are an inaccurate barometer. But you look at local elections, because local councils will die, will retire, whatever, move abroad. I don't know, can you even be kicked out as a local councillor without choosing to resign? And so there are these almost every day somewhere in the United Kingdom. And so they look at those. Now, the difficulty of these is turnout is very low, like 20% or something in these ward elections at local level, and they're often skewed by local issues. People worry about the library being closed, annoyed about the roadworks, council taxes too high, the personalities involved. And how do we extrapolate that from the local picture to go national? Is a very inexact science, but there are sophologists that it confirms just how well Reform UK is doing. Now, Caerphilly is particularly painful for Labour to lose this, as they'd held this seat since 1922. Astonishing. And remember, Labour have won at all levels in Wales since then. Westminster, Welsh Parliament, European Parliament when the United Kingdom was in it, local councils. So this is terrifying from Labour's viewpoint. So Plaid Cymru, the party of Wales, the party sworn to break up the United Kingdom, they won. And Caerphilly in suburban South Wales was Labour's heartland. There it is in the valleys. Ron Davies, remember, he was the MP for that seat. He was the Secretary of State for Wales in the Blair government. Remember Parklife Davies, 1998, he was caught cottaging on Clapham Common. In case you don't know that, he was cruising for gay sex. You know, he used to walk past there at night sometimes and see red lights flashing out and hurry on. At one time, when I was walking too slowly, this middle-aged man comes out from behind a tree and looks at me. I was 19, my God. So, and then he was arrested saying, well, I met some people in a park and agreed to go for a meal and I was robbed and blah, blah, blah. But he resigned because of that. And his brother raised suicide fears. Ron Davies, you know, he stayed on as MP. He later broke away from Labour. He's part of a party called Forward Wales. But yeah, back to Caerphilly. Caerphilly re-elected Ron Davies, notwithstanding that scandal. I mean, I suppose Ron Davies hadn't got anything wrong. I mean, he's married to a woman. He was tried to seek men for sexual encounters. All right. You know, that's not illegal. Doesn't make him a bad person. But come back to this. So I can't remember where the seat became vacant. And incidentally, this seat was for the Welsh Parliament, not Westminster. So Nigel Farage, his Reform United Kingdom Party, they threw the kitchen sink at this party. They didn't win, but they had a very creditable performance in a seat where they didn't have much of a profile previously. Admittedly, Wales narrowly voted for Brexit in 2016. But just because you did that, that doesn't automatically translate into voting Reform UK. You might stay with Labour, you might vote Conservative or whatever. Pretty unlikely to vote Lib Dems as their Euro fanatics or Plaid Cymru, even though that is actually consistent. If you really want Wales to be independent, it's got to leave the European Union. Plaid Cymru are looking at both ways on this one. We want to leave the UK and be in the European Union, which is not independent. We've got nothing in common with England or Northern Ireland or Scotland. We've got everything in common, on the other hand, with you know, Bulgaria and Slovenia and so forth. All right. So, Lindsay Whittle won the seat, 47% of the vote, so close to an absolute majority. Now, Lindsay Whittle, I've got to hand it to him. There he is in his 70s. He's been a member of Plaid Cymru for 49 years, and he's a conviction politician. And when he joined in the late 60s and the 70s, Plaid Cymru wasn't doing that well. Okay, they had that 1979 referendum on devolution, which was people in Wales voted no. But he stuck with them through thick and thin. Someone of his energy and commitment, had he joined Labour, and Labour was the part of the establishment in Wales, could have been an MP decades ago. But, you know, he stuck to his principles. So it was an enormous 27% swing away from Labour Party. So that is terrifying from Labour. And it's held the Senedd seat for this since the establishment of the Welsh Parliament in 1999. It was obviously known as the National Assembly for Wales until 2020. So Whittle has vowed he's going to do his utmost for everybody in the constituency. Okay, so the Plaid Cymru leader, Rwyn Ap Iorwerth, I hope I pronounced it correctly, he is jubilant, unsurprisingly, and thinks that, you know, the Plaid Cymru can win in the Welsh parliamentary elections next May, and indeed form a government for the very first time. Remember, we've been six elections to the Senedd, and Labour's won six out of six. So remember, earlier this year was the centenary of Plaid Cymru. So Eluned Morgan, she's the first Minister for Wales, Baroness Morgan, she realised that it's really not good news. A bad result for Labour, that would be the understatement of the decade. Wow. So well-known local figure Councillor Whittle, but then anyway, as a resigner as being a councillor, now he is a member of the Senedd, an MS. The turnout was not very high. 50%, but that's kind of typical for by-elections, maybe a little bit higher than you might even expect. So a Reform UK getting 36% of the vote. So, you know, slightly up from what it was a few years ago. Labour's down on 11% of the vote. Labour, which used to get almost 50% of the vote there. But there are no crumbs for comfort. The Conservative Party reduced to 2% of the vote, losing its deposit. Because remember, under the Representation of the People Act 1984, if a party polls under 5% of the vote, the party loses the deposits. £500 that the party pays, not the individual candidate. This somewhat defrays the cost of running the election. Moreover, it discourages unserious candidates. But £500, not very much these days. Back it, there'd be more like £5,000. So I think they should raise it, because it's good to have several candidates, but you don't want dozens of candidates. So it's very, very worrying. Now, admittedly, this is a vote for the Welsh Parliament. It's not a vote for Westminster. And how people work with the Welsh Parliament is not how they vote for Westminster. I remember there was a Conservative politician from the Principality, went to a meeting. I went to a meeting he addressed years ago, 25. He said, some people say, well, I know someone who's a Tufton, Bufton type, a colonel, and he normally vote Conservative, but he voted Plaid Cymru, because they, in the Welsh election, the specifically Welsh election, will vote for the uniquely Welsh party. So Plaid Cymru traditionally do a bit better for Senedd than they do in Westminster, because the whole idea is they don't even want to be part of Westminster. So Labour realise they're not doing well enough on the National Health Service. Eluned Morgan's not particularly popular. There's not much economic growth. Is education failing? Is there too much crime? Are energy prices too high? Cost of living? Unemployment? There's too much welfare dependency? Loads and loads of problems. Sometimes disagreeing on foreign policy. Plaid Cymru is committed to rejoining the European Union, which obviously Welsh Labour is not. Now, admittedly, the Senedd has absolutely no say over the European Union. Not only Westminster can decide that. Nevertheless, it still sends a message of total disaffection from the Labour Party. So the former leader of the Labour Party, and he's a Welshman himself, Neil Kinnock, his noble lordship said recently that Starmer's got months, not years, to turn things around, because the local elections next May are looking grim for Labour. That's just over half a year away. And that will also coincide with the Holyrood elections and the Senedd elections. Now, OK, something could happen in 6 months, but it's unlikely to be much better for Labour than it is at the moment. Yeah, the Conservatives have got a very, very long way to go. I mean, nobody expected the Conservatives to win in Caer Philly or even to perform strongly. But 2% of the vote is an utter humiliation. If they got 10%, that might be typical over the decades. So Kemi Badenoch is really failing to connect. People who otherwise vote Conservative, voting Reform UK, most of Reform UK votes will come from Labour. There's almost no crossover between them and Plaid Cymru. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Don't do PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.